Blog Talk Radio.
You said all right? Now, listen. Everybody will be following. And I want you to put all your faith in. Say,
Lord,
I thank you for money, lots of money, coming unto me right now. In my bank account,
right now.
In my mailbox, right now. I know we just put the angels to work.
Yes,
sir. We just put God's holy angels to work.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm looking for some testimony.
Come on.
I'm looking for some testimony. I don't care what they say. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Woo! That means, guess what? That means that, amen, hallelujah, those that got business and jobs is going to put it for high level.
That's right.
Looking for some high level paying jobs. Amen, put more in, more contracts in.
Come on.
I can't get no
high.
Woo! Is that all right? Expect it in. That the past is all understand. All man, I'll move on. Amen. Break is a barrel of defeat. Come on, say, break
is
a barrel.
A
bad credit. Come on, I can't get nobody. You know, most of us depend on our credit too much.
Say that.
I can't get nobody. Most of us feel bad. You know, because people got bad credit.
This ain't
church as usual. Amen. This is something to your faith this morning. I'm speaking to your spirit this morning. I'm not just trying to give you a letter from the letter. Because you get tired of hearing of the message, and if you want to hear something spoken to your spirit, oh, into your spirit.
That's right.
A lot of people go and get a lot of word knowledge, but not to get imparted in their spirit.
Come on, that's right,
Pastor. And God is saying, I'll give you in your spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Because you go anywhere here in this back, and you're, I'm doing an impartation of something you never had before. Come on. If you don't believe it, go ahead and say it. You walk away. Hallelujah. Amen. An uncommon husband. I want to say to you that God is giving you an uncommon blessing, uncommon favor this morning. Uncommon doors are swinging open right now. I'm going to receive it. I'm prophesying to you. Uncommon doors are swinging open for you. Nobody can close them but God. Oh, I can't get on that. Uncommon favor. Uncommon. Amen. Bless. Uncommon. 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 You know he was a supernatural God. That brought this to you. You know, Ruth was in another country. She didn't have nothing. Amen. Read the book of Ruth. And then, but when she came in, and she was down there getting the leftovers, say a leftover. You know, men up there getting the leftovers long enough. But you got to start somewhere. A lot of people want to start at the top, but they don't want the leftover. But how many know now we're walking in the season? And we're going beyond the leftovers. Oh, I can't get on. Many people have left. Come on, they're good. Many people have left. You got leftovers or hurts. Oh, come on. Leftover hurts and leftover disappointments and leftover friendships and leftover names. Oh, I can't get nobody right there. But God is now praying the spirit of the leftovers. I'm not giving you. I said, I don't believe you. No, he said, I have a blessing. I'm not giving you this. You know, we might have started out with a step, but now he's getting ready to give us the whole deal. Oh, y'all, I'll be coming out of the head there. So he giving us the whole deal. We going into this next building, not because there's a lot of people, but because God is giving us the whole. Oh, y'all. God is the one who talks to us in the head. Amen. The head is taking over. Amen. He's a pastor. And guess what? All we got to do about it is apply. But he'll be in the wheelchair. Say, come on. The front porch. They're going to put the company in. They're going to send the woman down. Come on. They'll do all that labor for free. They don't even hook the promise to the study. They don't put the hot water heating in the standard. But they don't need to go to our company. And that's because God is. Why?
Because
he will guide you through the leftovers.
Hallelujah.
Ruth, amen, glory to God. You can't be tried and puffed up in this time at all. God sometimes can try you. He tried me with an $85 check. Okay, I'll come on somebody. And I shot a victim, y'all should have seen me in front of my eyes. Some people thought I struck $18,500. But I shot the victim. I shot the victim because I want God to know that I appreciate. Oh, yeah. So this time, it might be $850. Y'all should have went up and said, listen, if God wants you to have something, how do you know that never pays off?
Come on, say
I'm going to get that in y'all's spirit. Oh, y'all need to pass the victory. Not be a young refresh. We ready to run slow for the rest of the year. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, we have to get our mind and our spirit. But I'm not listening. I'm going to say, let me pass the loss when they come by and take off after double eight. Now, let's get together and do something great for them. Now, they come back on fire. Somebody, come on, somebody. They come back. Time is just a letter, but it comes back with a word that breaks you off of my life. Oh, y'all come up with your life. You got to be willing to walk away from God, old friend, old places you used to be. I used to be up here, but now I'm down. You have to walk away from this. Because if you was up here and down, that means God is going to take you down. He's going to take you high. Don't look at where you used to be. Look at where God takes you to. Be the other place you stay up from. Come on. Y'all know I have a brand new car. He was asking for. Oh, I can't get nobody. Yeah. Amen. But how many of those God brought it back to me? Yeah, I want to tell you how my testimony. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God brought me out of this shit. God brought me out of the world of sin. God brought me out of the world. Come on, I can't get nobody. God brought me from other countries. And he kept it safe. Yeah. But if you have to be willing to walk away from your bed, because God is determined to bring you into your blessed place. God is determined. Come on. Because God is determined, you got to be determined to believe that God wants you to live in a blessed place.
Yeah.
You know, all of us are living there right now. He's trying to get there. God is going to try to get blessed. No, man, you already there. You're already there in a place called there. You just got to decide to be there. Oh, put your faith. Come on, I can't get nobody. You got to decide. Amen. I'm the apple of God.
Come on, say.
Whenever I get down on my knee, God raises up out of this
throne.
And my son and my daughter have begun to cry out to me. And I'm standing on my track, beating. But they smell you down, they don't want it. You know you look more worried than they look
down.
And you know God got you in a great place. You know, come on, some of y'all ain't gonna just have 1 hour, you're gonna have 2 hours. Come on, I can't get your God. You don't have enough to let you feel the game. I can't get nobody, huh?
That's good.
Is that what?
That's good.
Why does the all in truth deserve your prayer, Lord? But your faith would take the crisis and throw the ball back at the curb. Come on, I can't get nobody. Come on, somebody. So guess what? They have nobody service on Facebook. You ought to throw some of that stuff out and say, they're throwing at you. Say, you know what? This is a throwback. I'm going to throw that.
Come on.
I'm going to throw a baby.
Come on.
I'm going to throw the beat. Come on. Today, I'm going to play with you. Today, I'm going to stand and know that today, if you say, I'm the same today,
yes.
Yesterday, even before that, you say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he did it for Ruth, he'll do it for me. Just take Ruth's name out the Bible and put your name in there. Sister Brown, Sister Allen, Sister Day One, Sister Day, the co-pastor, I'm going to put my name in there, and if God says Ruth, oh, I can't get nobody, he'll bless you. See, when you hate your weakness, when you despise your weakness, then you will have an anger of unfortunate to change. I can't get somebody. Come on. You got about 5 more minutes. Say, hey, anger, you get mad at where you at, then you're going to change with you.
That's right.
I had to get mad. I don't have to get this stuff off to me. I'm mad at this part. I look at it, I still got some more to go. Huh? See, until you get mad in the Word of God, you get mad at the devil. If we mad at people, well, we need to get mad at the devil.
That's right.
Stop getting mad at people, or people are going to be pissed. You know, people can have a lot of money, they still don't mind. You think you have all these friends you get. You get less friends when you get stuff. When you get more holding, don't say they have a lot of people praying because everybody don't want to be home. People want to go to church, but everybody don't want to be home. You know what I'm saying? So when you say, Lord, I want to be holy, I want to be upright, upstanding you. Lord, I want to begin to grow. I don't want to stay in the spirit of defeat, spiritually, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, financially. I don't want to stay in those areas. Then I'm not going to struggle with reading the Word and believing the Word. I'm not going to struggle. Not most of us, we struggle with believing God. Huh? Come on, somebody. God said, proof that God is still with you is when you don't allow the struggle to take you out. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Say, don't allow the struggle to take you out.
Not going to allow the struggle to take you out.
Amen, amen. So let me give you a few scriptures. Amen. Y'all know I don't do nothing about giving you scriptures. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34 and 18. I'm going to give you these real quick. 34 and 18. The Lord is near unto them who are of a broken heart, and saves them as be of a contrite spirit. Contrite spirit being broken and crushed, the Lord will bring David to the state despite his failure of faith. How many know when the enemy always trying to get us to be to hold on to the contract spirit? How many know that? But how many know the Lord is near unto them who are of a broken heart? How many know the Lord is near?
Yes.
Contract spirit wants you to feel like God ain't taking you. You broken, you're by yourself, and you know. You know what I'm saying? He said, and the same son has to be of a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and so the only way you break the foundation of sin is your spirit got to be humble.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Not have a broken heart of depression. Because most people, when they have a broken spirit, they feel depressed. But switch it and say, and despite all your failures and whatever happens, guess what? God has given me a strong foundation against sin. Come on, somebody. Is that good? Say a strong foundation.
Strong foundation.
Against sin and failure. Because failure, it can be really strong in your life.
Yeah.
If you let it. You're not a citizen of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them what?
Out
of them all.
Yes.
How many know the Lord going to deliver you out of them all?
Out of them.
When you're the greatest spirit of error, how many know God going to deliver you?
God. Yes.
How many know God? God is going to deliver you. God is going to deliver you. Amen? Last verse. Last verse. Matthew 23:7. I want everybody to take this verse for a moment. I want them to remember this verse. Y'all email, text this verse. Facebook this verse. This is a powerful verse.
Amen.
Matthew 23rd chapter, 37th verse. Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your chickens together, even as a hen gathered her chickens unto me, and you would not. Hallelujah. How many know God has given us many opportunities to pray to Christ? But God will permit you to enjoy many victories even while your weakness is operating within you. Come on, somebody. Is that good? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned them who are sent. That means they were killing the prophets and everything, but God was still with them.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. How often would I have gathered your children together, even if he had gathered wings and you would not? Even though all this is going on, how many of God was still bringing Israel back to their sin? He was still looking back for them. They were born against the prophets. They were born against, how many of, amen, God loves you so much that even though you got issues in your life wrong with you, how many of God still loves you?
Yes.
In my soul. Hallelujah. God will permit you to enjoy many victories even while your weakness is operating in you. He provides opportunity after opportunity to reach for your deliverance. And so I'm going to say this is an opportunity this morning. Yeah, amen. We're going to reach beyond our weakness and our battle. Come on, let us say it. We're going to reach beyond all the stuff that we went through with.
Yeah.
It's not going to hold us, it's not going to destroy us. But it's going to help us. Amen?
Amen.
When we overcome our weakness, it's going to bring an incredible reward. In other words, we ain't got to wait until we die to get a reward. But when you have a victory on that day, how many know there's a reward for every victory? Amen? Amen. We thank the Lord. Come on, let's stand. Amen for that word on this morning. Give God a hand praise. How many receive that? Amen. Oh, I pray with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the word of God.